Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. There we go.
All right. Looks like we're getting there.
Yeah. Hey, everybody.
Hello, everyone. I'm Trent Keith.
Yep. I'm Ethan McNeil.
With Keith Realty, and we're back again.
Yes, we are. We're back to answer your real estate questions, questions about life, questions about the cosmos. Don't ask us about that because we don't know about it. Okay. Yep. That's a good way to start our Tuesday.
Okay. Yep. All right. So we have a bunch of things to talk about today.
Sure do.
We got some important news stories going on today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus.
Lots of questions.
We got questions.
Yes.
We have highlighted listings.
Yes.
And then we have our quotes as always.
Yep.
So what are you going to kick it off with today?
Well, we can go with our news stories. We just pulled these from the news headlines. I don't know too much about this one, but I saw that the Boy Scouts of America declared that they were bankrupt.
Yeah, let's not talk about that one.
No,
it's because of issues. They're in lawsuits.
There you go. They're in lawsuits.
So on to the next one. Ryan Newman in serious condition after Daytona 500 crash. That's not a good one either.
No.
Bad crash is in serious condition. I haven't heard anything other than that. Have you?
Nope.
Nope.
I heard that he was just in serious condition. So, yeah. Yeah. And actually, I'm not a big fan of racing, but we watched last weekend that movie, mm-hmm. Ford versus Ferrari.
We did too.
That was a good movie.
That is a good
made movie. You appreciate racing.
It makes you not like Ford or Ferrari, but
yeah, that's true. Yeah. I almost wanted to watch the last few laps of the Indy 500 this year. So because of that movie.
So. I liked the movie, but it was a little sad. And it made me not like Ferrari because the way they handled the situation. It made me not like Ford because of the
situation. Yeah.
But now we're like racing.
Yeah, there you go. I think that's what they were going for. I wonder how many people are really into NASCAR and the Indy 500 and the Daytona 500. Comment. Yeah. Let us know if you're big fans of racing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
What's the SpaceX story you're talking about?
So SpaceX, I saw that they signed an agreement that they're going to fly 4 people, tourists, into outer space in about 2 years.
Wow. Have you signed up for that?
Nope. I'm on the waiting list for whenever they can figure out how to travel to Jupiter. So that's the one planet I'd really like to visit. So.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. I heard a news story this morning. It's just rumor.
That's not a good one.
They say that Philip Rivers may be coming to the Indianapolis Colts.
You heard that one yet? Wow.
So they said some of his teammates are saying they think he's going to the Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
So we'll
see.
That
would be big news.
Yeah, that would.
I kind of like Jacoby Brissett, though. I kind of wish that they'd stick with him. Especially because he's on my fantasy football team. That's the main reason.
Okay, we're getting other stories.
Nope, I think we're ready to jump into questions.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, actually, you want to take the first one because I just realized I'm not monitoring our Facebook comments.
Here we go. Who do I talk to about capital gains taxes when I sell my property? Well, Ethan and I know an awful lot about this stuff.
Yep.
Talk to your accountant.
Yeah, that's right.
Anytime you want to know about your capital gains taxes, talk to an accountant.
Yes.
Not your neighbor that knows
that's about right. Stuff.
Not your cousin or your aunt or your uncle.
Yep.
An accountant.
Yeah.
Always talk to a professional because that can make all the difference in the world about your final numbers in a situation. Yes. So do not guess and hope you guessed it right. Talk to a professional accountant.
Yes, for sure. And in the same way that you would talk to an accountant about your money issues, talk to us about selling and buying real estate. Don't talk to your neighbor. Don't talk to some person that doesn't know. Talk to your professionals.
We'll tell you the facts.
That's right.
Whether it sounds fun or not.
Yes, that's right. Okay, next question. I have no idea if people are commenting on Facebook, so sorry, guys. Next question. How do I know if a rental property will make money each month? That's a good question. I'm just going to go over just the basics. First off, you want to make sure that the income that you're bringing in each month is going to cover any loan payments you have, any insurance, any other expenses, utilities, any repairs, that kind of thing. You want to make sure you're netting that. If you don't know what those numbers are, do not buy the rental property until you get those figured out. That's something that you don't want to just say, hey, this property is bringing in $700 a month. It's going to be good. There might be a reason why that one's bringing in $700. It might have a lot of repairs that need done and stuff like that. So need to do your figuring before. And we can always help you with that. If you have questions, need help of how to figure out if a rental property is going to bring in money, talk to us. We'd be more than happy to sit down and see if we can write up income and expense type list for that.
Yep. And if you're looking for rental property, get with us because it helps you tremendously if you have an agent that's helping you look for that.
Yes.
They do not just pop up all the time and line up with the kind of numbers you need.
Yes.
So get with us on that.
Yep.
Okay, is it a good idea to contact the seller of a property directly? No, it is not. If that seller has their property home listed through an agent, you really need to talk to your agent and have them work for you. Technically, the seller is not supposed to talk to you about the sale of the property if they're under contract. They're supposed to go directly through their agent. So, no, do not. Now, if it's a for sale by owner, that's a whole different story. If you want to take care of it yourself and not have anyone help you at all, then yes, you can call them. If you want us or anyone else to help you, then you still need to go through your agent and not talk to them directly yourself because you put yourself in a position you have to take care of all the decision making on your own if you do that.
Yeah.
So. What's the next?
This next question says, who handles the telly? We're in England. Who handles the telly? Who handles the telemarketer calls in your office?
Ethan.
No. We normally give those to Mariah. We don't actually have telemarketer calls here. We do have a lot of people that can reduce our credit card debt, though, our student loan debt, and can verify our Google listing. So we don't have telemarketers. Actually, hey, that's what we should do. We should do a contest this next week of what is the most common telemarketing call you get?
Wow. Yeah. Good question.
I think that could be kind of funny. All right. Take the next question.
The next question. How do you save money for a down payment if money is really tight? Good question. There's a lot of ways to do that. Most common way is to take the things that are not necessity out of your budget and set that money back. A lot of times those can be things that are not only not necessity, but that are bad for you. Let's take, for instance, any extra money you spend on pop or alcohol or cigarettes or tobacco of any kind. Mm-hmm. If you can go and cut down on those expenses and set that money back, you'd be surprised how quick you can have a down payment. Mm-hmm. If you do not have anything like that, that you spend extra money on, how do you get a down payment set back? Maybe try to work a little overtime or sell some stuff that you have around you that you don't necessarily need. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of ways to do that, but anytime you want to improve your financial situation, the best way to do that is talk it over with someone who you've seen have taken control of their finances and are good with what money they do get, and have them help you set forth a plan, get yourself a goal, and stick to that plan, and you will make it. You can do it.
That's good advice. So, well, I'm getting all the funny questions. Okay.
You got the hard ones.
Where is Spencer, Indiana? Spencer, Indiana is located in Indiana, which is located in the United States. We're kind of about 30 minutes west of Bloomington, 45 minutes east of Terre Haute, and an hour south of Indy. Now, how you find us is you take your phone and you type in the app called Maps, and you put Spencer and then Indiana in there. It should pull us up, but I'm always impressed by people who put in their listings and stuff. They'll put in these directions, and I'm just thinking, do people not use GPS anymore? Do they really follow these directions? I don't know. Are you somebody who follows directions, or do you just punch it into your GPS? Are you?
Me?
I glaze over.
GPS.
Yeah.
And I used to like it when we had the maps. You know, you had to get out the map.
Really?
And figure out how to get someplace, but I don't do that anymore. So GPS it is. No, if somebody writes out how to get somewhere, I just say, what's your address?
Yeah.
I punch in GPS.
Yeah. Somebody starts telling me about, you're going to see this building, and then you're going to see it. It's just going right through. It's not staying there. I'll call you if I get lost. That's what technology has done to us.
Okay. Now, one more question to wrap up the questions, I think, unless we have another one come in. I had someone asking me this week, how much money can we put into a home and get it back out? So if we're looking to buy this home and it's for sale for $200,000, how much can we put into it and get that money back out if we want to sell that home? That is a tough question. Depends on where you're at, what kind of neighbors you have, what the home is currently like. These are questions that you'll need to talk over with your real estate agent again. So you'd want to get your agent out there, have them help you. They can run some numbers and know, you know, if you added another bathroom or if you added a garage or if you added square footage, whatever may be the case, they can tell you what that would do to the price of the property. And if you're overpricing yourself for the market you're in, or if you've got plenty nice enough homes around that it's okay. So if you have questions like that, get with us. We will come look at it and help you figure it out. Okay, is that the last question?
I think so.
All right, so we're to our highlighted listings for the week.
Oh, yes.
All right.
I'll do the first one because you got...
Okay, do the first one, and then I'll flip this around.
Okay, so the first one we have is... there we go. 279 Harrison Street in Spencer. This is a nice little three-bedroom, one-bath house. It's also got a one-car or two-car garage. Let's see here. Yeah, it's got a garage, one or two car garage. I got a finished apartment upstairs that's actually rented currently. It's listed for $139.9. It's really a great little house if you are looking for a house in Spencer. It's on Harrison Street, obviously. But you also could easily turn it into a rental, a three bed, one bath. Plus, you have the space above the garage that's actually currently being rented now. So, contact us if you're interested in seeing inside that.
Okay, now we're looking at our Clay City property.
Oh, I put the wrong address up there.
Wrong address. It's 902 Main Street in Clay City, not 905.
Yep.
902 Main Street. This is an awesome building. It was set up as the Clay City Hardware. And right now it is just sitting with nothing going on there. The business is closed and it has a lot of potential. This is a big building. It's 8,300 square feet. So it's one you definitely need to see. If you're thinking of any type of a business in the Clay City area, let us know and we can take you to look at this. We have it listed at 134.9 now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That went down again. So they are motivated to sell this property, and it is one that you could definitely do a lot with, for sure. So keep that in mind.
Yep, for sure.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, did we have any drawings this week or not?
No, we
no
forgot.
No drawings. Okay, we forgot. It'll have to be next week.
Yep.
All right, so what are we on to
our
quote?
Ending quotes. You got yours ready?
I got mine ready.
Go for it.
Okay, my ending quote for the day. You are never too old to set another goal or to dream a new dream. C.S. Lewis.
That's good.
It is good.
Yep.
Did you set that up like I'm old or something?
No. Oh, you're okay. The one that picked that one. is that really speaking to you, Trent? You're never too old. Okay. Well, mine, I don't really know what this means exactly, but it's by Aristotle. That's true. It could be in, here's the quote: to appreciate the beauty of a snowflake, it is necessary to stand out in the cold. Yeah, I live by that one. That's what I live by. Every day I quote that to myself. All right, guys.
Well, thank you everyone who tuned in to listen to us today. We will have more information next week. Are we going to have a drawing next week?
Yeah, we should.
Well, okay.
We said that last time, but
we should have a drawing next week.
Yep, we should. Yep, and you guys have a good Tuesday, and you can always comment on this video after it's been live, and we will look at those comments and answer any questions next week.
Have a good day, everyone.
All right, see ya.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.